Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As we examine the list of names in Ezra 2, two facts should be obvious. First, as in many lists already viewed earlier in the Hebrew Scriptures, the Lord doesn't miss a thing. Unlike world rulers, God is not only interested in the rise and fall of empires and the tides of war and peace. He cares about every individual. The second fact, for which we should be thankful, is that the Spirit has limited the list to heads of families, not all 50,000 who made the journey. That would be some chapter. Note that what had once been the free country of Israel was now a province of the Persian Empire. The first man mentioned is Zerubbabel, appointed the governor, called in Persian Tirshatha, Ezra 2, verse 63. Then comes Jeshua, in line to function as high priest in the restored temple. 10 other men, 9 listed here, and the final name, Nehemani, is given in Nehemiah 7, verse 7. Make up the 12 leaders of the expedition. Then we have those listed by families, verses 3 to 19, probably because they were all from Jerusalem, and those listed by hometown, verses 20 to 35. Although God saw this as a return of the children of all Israel, see verses 2 and 70, they were principally from Benjamin and Judah, with the exceptions of the Nethinim, the spared Gentiles from Gibeon, who assisted the Levites, Joshua 9, verses 26 and 27, plus the servants of Solomon. He didn't use his own people for this, 2 Chronicles 8, 9, and those who were unable to prove their genealogies, verse 59. There are lists of the priests and Levites who returned, verses 36 to 40, most evidently chose to stay in captivity, and the singers and porters, verses 41 to 42, also Levites. But as far as believers today are concerned, let each take a moment today to, quote, rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. Luke 10, verse 20.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.